Along with Megan's check-in, another Friday custom for us is to hear feedback from listeners. And we got a lot of it after our story about the blue Mustang at Denver International Airport. The sculpture just turned 5, and rumors were flying that it could be removed. Not so, as we reported. And through Facebook, we asked for your thoughts about this much-maligned piece of public art. Philip Ray of Lakewood was among those who reached out.
Whether you like the blue horse or not, the big obvious question is if you could have one thing, Greek people arriving in Colorado, or be a quote-unquote comeback soon message to folks leaving Colorado, would it be this blue horse? I think not. I think it's time for something new. I think it's time for something more appropriate.
Listener Barbara Cummings seems to agree, writing, "Every single guest from out of state that I pick up at DIA thinks this horse is awful, scary, ugly, out of place, and wonders why in the world Denver would have a devil horse with glowing red eyes at the airport." But fans of the Mustang also chimed in, like Leanna Bodzin, who says, "Art shouldn't always be pretty. That horse is intense and disturbing and incredibly cool." Aaron Sprigg likes it too. "This country needs more art for art's sake," he writes. "There should be a pull-off point, though, so people can stop and admire it if they want to. Right now, we're all forced to simply drive by and rubberneck." Several of you also wrote in after hearing my conversation with author Ari Kelman. His new book is about what went into creating a national historic site to memorialize the Sand Creek Massacre. Kelman writes that bloody day in 1864 was both part of the Indian Wars and the Civil War, which was eye-opening for Sarah Manning of Centennial.
I grew up in Colorado, and we really didn't think that Colorado had anything to do with the Civil War. We were just too far west. We hadn't even become a state at that point. It wasn't part of my history. It was somebody else's history. So I think recognizing that an element of the Civil War happened here in Colorado is a really important gift for all of us because it allows us to share more fully in our country's history.
I also did an interview recently about billionaire energy magnate Bill Koch. My guest was reporter Kelly McMillan, who's written a piece in 5280 magazine. Our conversation largely focused on Koch's construction of a replica Old West town on his land near Paonia. We did touch on a controversy involving Koch and residents of the North Fork Valley. A group there opposes a land exchange between Koch and the federal government. Critics say it would cut off the best access to the Ragged Mountain wilderness. Our segment prompted Betsy Marston of Paonia to contact us. She's a writer and former editor of High Country News. And actually, she and her husband, Ed, who was the publisher of the magazine, both wrote in to say that our interview was overly sympathetic to Koch. Betsy Marston says, "Most of us don't know him, have never met him, and our opposition is not personal. If he acquires the BLM strip of land leading to the Ragged's wilderness, land long used by sheep stockmen and now by hikers and hunters, he would close off 40 square miles of fabulous land owned by every American. That is the issue, and that is why for 2 years, my husband Ed, now joined by hundreds of others, has fought this land trade." She said the deal was proceeding with little notice until Ed Marston blew the whistle and got public attention. They continued to urge lawmakers to reject the swap. Finally, a clarification. In an interview about making movies in Colorado, we mentioned an upcoming project called Caribou Records, which may shoot here. It's about the studio near Nederland, where some big names recorded, including Billy Joel. Our guest, State Film Commissioner Donald Zuckerman, said Joel recorded his 1976 hit New York State of Mind there. And that's true. But it wasn't the version that was released. In a book called The Words and Music of Billy Joel, author Ken Beelan writes that the sessions at Caribou did not work out and that Joel brought them to a close. He went on to record tracks for the album Turnstiles, including New York State of Mind, at Ultrasonic Studios on Long Island. Well, at least the Rockies still got a mention.
I seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind.
through Facebook, CPR News, Twitter, at Colorado Matters, or through CPR.org. Click Contact Us at the top of the page. And we'll be right back with the ongoing challenge of getting more African Americans on the slopes. This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.